Gittin, Perek Beis Mishnah Hey. Hakol Ksherin Lichta V'Saget. All are kosher to write a get. Afilu Cheresh, Shoyte V'Kotten. Whenever we have a grouping of Cheresh, Shoyte V'Kotten, what we mean is anybody who's not a Bardas. A Cheresh is a Cheresh, Eine Medaba V'Eine Shemes, he's not a Bardas. He actually has more in common with a Shoyte, who's Mamish not a Bardas, than a Kotten. Kotten could be a Bardas, he's just not a Bardas in Halakha. There might be fundamental chiluk between them, but as far as kinyonim and gerushin and kiddushin and a lot of other dinim in the Torah are concerned, l'chayra, cher, shayt, v'katan are all one grouping. And what the Mishnah seems to be saying is that there's no kpedis over here on who writes the get. Now, the Mishnah over here is very sawsome because the truth is kemat the opposite of the pashtus of the Mishnah. For starters, a cher shayt v'kotten, who write a get or deliver a get to give, a shluchim on get, avad that's possible with their eyes. What we're talking about over here, the Gemara explains, we're talking about the teifis of the get, that which is the standard nusach of the get, but not the important part for actually creating the gerushin, which is the shemo ish with the isha, with the harei amutaz chaladim, with the zman. That chelik avad, there's nothing to talk about. There's no din that a cher shayt v'kotten is kosher. That's for starters. So we're talking over here really only about a din which you could dispense with. If the Tevis of the Get wasn't written, l'chadchila, you have to write it. There's a standard nusach. B'di'evet, we might pass the Get b'di'evet, but certainly only with the Rabbanon. So we're talking over here only as a l'chadchila that one should write the Tevis of the Get in the optimal fashion. So on that we say, HaKol K'sherin, that there's certain preconditions that we would dispense with, amongst with a cher shayt v'kotten could write on the teufis. Now, even that the Gemara makes that this whole afilu chashu is kosher lichtav saget, the Rab brings it right away. V'hu shegodol oimer al gabo v'oimer leksoiv l'shem ploini. The godol has to be oimer al gabo. He has to be standing right there, and he has to tell him to write it l'shem. When the Mishnah says Hakol Ksherin Lichtav Saget, it sounds klor that only a yid, not a goy. So the Rav brings that nochrian and eved, afilu godol oimer al gabav lechatchila lo yichtav get, because they're not. Well, the godol oimer al gabav. Let's introduce this concept. You have it in a few places. Godol oimer al gabav makes that you could consider that which he's doing to be completely under the influence of the Misha Oymer Al Gabav Umutzavaloi. So we see, even though the Cheshu is writing it, we see the Cheshu, the Cheshu Shoyet V'Kotten, that is, completely doing it under the guidance of the Godel. And therefore, since the Godel is telling them, write L'Shem Ploni, remember that there's a din, that a get has to be written L'Shmo, we see them as writing it L'Shmo. A Goyin and Eved are G'dolim. They don't follow necessarily, they're not submissive to instruction, because they're not Choyse Das. They have their own Das. So Melo, we don't see it as being written L'Shem Ploini, we see it as being written L'Das Atzmai. Therefore, the halach is, if Nochri or a Goy, a Nochri or an Eved, I'm sorry, write a Teufis HaGet, and the Yisrael writes the Teiruf, which is the Iker of the Get is kosher. Because again, the Teufis HaGet is bad, some you could dispense with. Cher Shait V'Kotten, that says in the Mishnah, that Ksherim Lichtav HaGet, like we said, it's only the Teufis. But a Teiruf has to be written by a Godel. It has to be written by a Godel, and it has to be written by a Ben Das. One thing that does need a Hezbeh over here is we're putting together with a Goy, an Eved, which needs a little bit of understanding. That a Goy can't write, let's say by a Teiruf, a Goy can't write, I understand he's not a Ben Lishma, the same way he can't write a Sefer Torah Lishma. He can't make kesher on Tefillin, so L'chayra, he's also Mufka from Lishma. He's Mufka from the din of creating a get which has a Koyach L'garish. That I understand. What about an Eved? And the Gemara says that an Eved is a lot by Krisos, because a Goy doesn't, the same way a Goy doesn't have Gerishin, an Eved also doesn't have it. An Eved's Ishus is not bottled with a get, and therefore he doesn't have that din. Now, there's an important point to make here. We just said, we were soysim, that a goy and an eved are the same thing. Not so pashut. And the reason for that is that there's a major machloikis that Tosis brings. All the Rishonim weigh in on this. It's two shittas in Tosis and Daf Chavah Beis and Mad Beis. Does v'kosav lo mean that the Baal has to write the get? V'kosav lo sefer krisus v'nosam biyoda, that's clear that the Baal has to give it. If the Baal doesn't want to give it or he can't give it, he could be mamana shlich. But that shlich has to have a parsha of shlichus that shluchus lodm kemoisoi. Not so clear by the Rishonim. If the ksivas aget v'kosav lo means it has to be written by the Baal, and the only way the Sofer, which is the way we always do it, the Sofer sits down to write the get, is only because there's a minui of shlichus, mamish like the nesinus aget, so the ksivas aget will also have to be shlichus. Or the way the pashtus of Taisus is that you don't need a ksiva lishmo, that should be written by the Baal. The kosav lo means lo lishmo. So the get has to be written lishmo. If another person writes it, he writes it lishmo, that's fine. When a goy writes, if the goy lamosha would write a teiruf, we would say goy adaita denafshe ovid. We don't look at it that he's writing for that isha. He's not writing lishmo. By an evid, there's no reason to passel, since an eved is mechuy b'mitzvahs, there's no reason to look at an eved as being mufka from writing lishmo. That doesn't need a chalois that he has to be a bar krisus. The Rambam passels an eved from ksivis haget because he's not a ben krisus. And we're going to learn in Mitzvah Hashem that a goy cannot be a shliach from the sinis haget because he's not shaykh to the parasha of krisus. He doesn't have gerushin v'kedushin. So merely he can't shaf a chalois gerushin. He can't be a shliach on a mais kedushin either. So Memeli can't be a shliach on ksivas haget. But if you hold the ksivas haget, only has to be written lishmo. That doesn't need to be a shaft. As long as the one who's writing is writing it lishmo, it doesn't have to be the Baal. He doesn't have to represent the Baal. The get that's written lishmo becomes a get, whether he's a bar krisus or not. So this is a major machlokes rishonim. The next din in the Mishnah is ho isha koseves es gito. There's a chiddush here. The Isha writes her get. We don't say that the Isha is not a bar krisus, even though she can never divorce somebody. A woman can only be divorced. She'll never be able to write a get for herself. But avada, she is a Yisrael, so she has a din of writing lishma. She can write her get now. When she writes her get, in order for the husband to give it to her, it's going to have to belong to the husband. So what she has to do is she has to write it. The fact that it's written on the paper and the document should belong to her is not a problem. It can be written. It can be chal Hashem get. It's only ma'akiv in the nesinas aget that has to belong to the Baal. The same is true. The Gemara brings that when somebody was hired, so you could theoretically say that now the get was written. It was written by the sofer. If it was written by the sofer, it belongs to the sofer. The minig is that the regular standard get writing ceremony that we do, the Eidim see a yichud of the sofer as the shliach to write a get, in order to be yotze that shita. They also witness the shliach, that says the sofer, being makne, all the klei ksiva, the klav, the quill, the ink, to the mishaleach, to the Baal, in order that the get should be written already as his possession. But it doesn't have to be done that way, l'chadchila. Now, the next din the Mishnah seems more straightforward. V'ho'ish koise v'sheivoroi, a man could write his shoiver, which is just a receipt that b'shas to get normal, he would have to pay the ksuba. So he could write the shoiver, and then he'll give the shoiver over to the woman to present to him after the ksuba is paid. It means any loan document could be written up by the party who's actually not the one who's going to get it. It could be written by that party. It could be written a regular shoiver on payment of a debt. Could be written by the malva after the payment to be given over to the loiva. Shein kim aget ela b'choy samov. The knech over here in the Mishnah is that the writing itself doesn't shaft the shem get. It's the chesimus. According to Ramey, the chesimah karti, the edim that are signed, because some of according to Belez of edim, mesira karti, it means the edim that witnessed the giving of the get. And therefore, the get itself can be written by the woman. The fact that it was written by the woman doesn't make it not into a get, or not into a document, not into a shoiver. Hakol ksherin lahovi is a get. Here's a halacha that's negated to shlichus. All are kosher to be a get, to be a shliach, to bring a get. Chutz mehacheresh, shoyte v'kotten, v'sumo v'nochri. So cheresh, shoyte, we understand, they're not bardas. pasuk says that shlichus has to be a bar das. Ma'atem b'nei das, av shluchachem b'nei das. There's no shlichus for a chashu. Sumo, l'chor shouldn't be mufka from shlichus. The Gemara explains very pashut that over here we're talking about if the shliach wants to be the one to be made on the kashu zaget with the takana b'fanei nechta v'nei nechtam, that he can't do. He can't say b'fanei. It was a sumo. A goy is also possible from shlichus. The Mishnah does not mention Eved. However, the Gemara says that the reason why a goy is not able to be a shliach for get, not on the ksivus haget, but the giving of the get, lahavius haget, is because a goy is not b'teres gittin. And the Gemara understands that the reason why the Braisa mentions that reason is because lav bar krisus is something that applies to an Eved also. The chesaron to say that a goy can't be a shlichus, he can't be bichlal shlichus, because atem gam atem, ma'atem b'nei bris, l'rabbi is shluchachem b'nei bris, that a goy can never be a shlich. Even to buy a coke in a store, a goy can't be a shlich. So that din would not include an eved. Eved is a bar bris. He's bichlal mitzvus, he could be a shlich. However, an eved is not a bar krisus, so he doesn't have that din to be a shlich l'hovies haget. There is a machlokes rishonim, but it's a tifa machlokes rishonim. Most of the rishonim, the pashtus is that akol k'sharon lahavias haget chutz micher shayti v'kod nesumu v'nochri. Nochri, like we said, including eved, would be true. Hein legabe shliach lekabolo, which would be a shliach on behalf of the woman to get to receive a get, to be the shliach to be the biyodo, as well as the shliach on the v'nosan. For that as well, nochri would include eved. There is, however, a mokoim to be medayik if we want in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says nochri, not eved, because on a case of ksherin lahovius haget, the meduyik in the Mishnah is we're not talking about a shlich lekabelus haget on behalf of the woman. We're talking about a shlich to bring the get on behalf of the husband. And for that, the sheet of the Rambam, the Rimagash, and the Ran is that the problem is only a lav bar shlichus. And that a goy would be posel, and ever would be kosher. The reason of lav ben bar krisus would only apply to a shlich lekabolo and not to a shlich lelocha. Representing the baal and the mice in a sinas haget does not need shafing the krisus with the sinas haget. The kabolo of the get has to immediately create a gerushin, and that if he's not shy to it, he's lav bar krisus, he can't do that. Giving the get is not. That's a tifim achlek sushem that needs hezber. There's an avnim loom with a reboch ber that bring out a big yisoid from there. Let's go back to the Mishnah Vov. Kibbala koton vehigdil. The koton received the get from the hand of the baal with a shliach shlichus to bring it to the isha. Vehigdil, he becomes a godel. Or the cheresh got it, vinispakach, and when he's holding on to the get, he becomes a pikeach. He's cured. And he becomes a bardas. Sumo v'nispakach, a sumo, and his eyes open up. And he's given back his sight. Shoite v'nishtape, somebody who is in a state of insanity, he's a shoite, he doesn't have das. V'nishtape, he becomes shofu, he becomes sane. Nochri v'nisgayer, he's given the get. He can't be a shliach, for the reasons that we discussed above, v'nisgayer apostle. The shlichus has to be given to his hand, he has to receive the koyach, to be megarish, and the get has to be v'nosam biyodoy from when he's a bardas. That's when the mini shlichus has to be. It doesn't only have a kpeda in the b'shas that is mekayim the shlichus. That's a mini shlichus is no good. However, pikei yach v'nischarish, if the mini was fine, he had a temporary fit of cherishus, and he became not a bardas, v'choz v'nispachah, then he was cured. Potuach v'nistamo, he had sight, he became blind, v'chozav in his patach, he was given the shlichus, he saw the ksivus haget, he was temporarily blind, and then he became somebody who can't say before an echtav, shofui, he was sane, v'nishtata v'chozav in his patach, then he became again cured, kosher, ze'aklal, kosher t'chilosav v'sef v'das, kosher, we don't say that there's a break in the yecholes, and he loses the ability, and the shlichus becomes bottle. We said that the shlichus is pending on his being in a state where he can carry it out. Mele b'chiyah gavna is kosher.